Last year, an Indiana law took away protections for isolated wetlands, wetlands that aren't directly connected to a body of water and make up most of the wetlands in the state. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel tells us now a task force created to study wetland protections in Indiana has released its final report.
Among other things, the task force says the state should give more funding to environmental agencies, provide tax incentives for developers who avoid building on wetlands, and protect isolated wetlands under state law, instead of relying on federal protections alone. Task force chair Will Ditzler says at some point, Indiana will have to start making the environment a priority. Right now, we're lagging behind neighboring states.
So it just really comes down to prioritization. Do we want to live in a state that has good water quality and has wetlands for wildlife and has less flooding or not?
The report also recommends allowing home builders to increase housing density, which would mean more homes on smaller lots of land. It's cheaper for developers and requires fewer roads and other hard surfaces that create runoff into wetland areas. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.